and Norris.
And hello, welcome to another AR cast.
Wait!
Change to...
Hold up!
What?
AR cast?
Yeah. Wait, what's wrong with that? What?
Wait a second. I want to move message to Norris real quick. First down, son! Okay, sorry. this is not AR cast anymore. This is no longer AR cast.
Formally
this AR-cast. Is, Wait, hold on. On the other side. Is that him?
What, your friend?
Anyways, this is the live... This is the live cast, people. We are changing the name.
We're revolutionizing.
Because, well... Yeah. Alright. First of all, I might sound like right now I'm coming through a phone. So I'm a little like... I'm not as clear as Adam. But, you know, you can hear... As long as you can hear me, you can hear my opinions, you can hear my commentary. That's all that matters, okay? Second of all, this is a live cast. Why are we calling it the live cast, Adam?
Why? Why? Oh, we're calling it live cast because I have figured out something new and remarkable. I have figured out a way to record conversations on Xbox Live to the computer and to produce our podcasts just for you.
Okay. Now, I know some of you that are listening out there may be thinking...
It's mind-boggling.
Well, you guys are not the first that ever thought that. Okay, maybe not. But we're the first to put it out as a podcast.
Yes.
Okay? Nobody else is doing this right now. We're too cheap to get mixers and good like systems to freaking do audio editing and podcasting, okay, and distribution. But right now this is good enough. Pretty soon when that this through Xbox Live, and because Xbox Live is going to have a fall update later this fall in a few months. When is it coming out?
They haven't released a date yet.
Okay, well, anyways, it's supposed to be coming out before this year,
and
the end of this year, and what it's supposed to do, one of the features, I think everybody knows about the Xbox dashboard update, and how the there's avatars, like kind of like the PlayStation Home and Wii, the Miis. Well, what you can do is create your avatar. I don't know if you even have to have an avatar. I heard you can keep the old dashboard.
Yeah, but
anyways,
I think you're gonna
what you can do is
make one.
Yeah, you can conference talk with people, which means, you know how you can do a private chat? Even people that don't have an Xbox Live, what you can do is not only send text or voice messages, but you can also do a private chat while playing a game or watching a movie.
About the six people, I think.
Well, this time they're gonna add with five more people, or six, or five.
Altogether,
six, total.
Six. Altogether, probably six.
So yes, in the whole room, six of your friends are gonna be able to talk to each other. And you want to take it a step further? If you guys all have Netflix accounts, you can all watch the same movie at the same time.
We can give our own comments about the movie we're watching that moment.
We can make the live movie commentary cast, but that's another thing. We don't have Netflix accounts yet, but.
I'm going to get one.
So far, it's just me and Adam A&R, which we're switching it up to the live cast.
We're trying to open up our podcast to more people, because we think that people were like, what, AR cast? What's that?
Yeah. And sometimes you might be catching us playing online and talking at the same time, which is going to be kind of revolutionary, or kind of a little experiment. Right now, Adam, he's on his Xbox. I don't know what he's doing. But right now, I'm playing the good old... I got that, like I said last week, I got that Madden fever. So I'm playing Madden 09.
And we're capturing it live. Well, okay.
I'm paused right now. I'm drinking iced tea right now. I'm playing some Madden.
And for me, I have no idea what I'll play. I don't know what I'll do.
But...
It's just so crazy.
Oh, hold on. All my friends here.
I'm not going to edit out,
but
be too lazy.
Yeah, this is raw. Uncut footage. But you can actually... Maybe I could walk out with this thing.
Try, hey.
Hold on.
Capture your conversation.
What the heck is... Yeah. Does anyone know my phone doesn't work?
Oh, your phone no longer works.
Yeah, my phone doesn't work because I can't talk into it, so I need to freaking replace it.
You gotta use a Bluetooth to make it.
Yeah, I can't like make my Bluetooth like work right now. I have to like stop the call. I have to go into the menus, the settings.
Really? This is a great idea. I thought about this a while ago, and it's finally coming into...
Yes, it is the first. It is the first yes. of the live cast.
And in the future, maybe, if we're not in a private chat, when you're in-game lobby, it's going to capture, like in Halo 3, this is just theory, but it's probably going to work. It's going to capture all your friends in the party that you're in like Halo 3. As long as if their voice is coming through the microphone, yeah. I could capture it through the headset. So, we could open up our boundaries on this. We could like,
yep.
We could say, okay, hey guys, like people on the game, like, hey, you're on a podcast. You want to just shout out something? And who knows what they're gonna say? It could be crazy. Like, what the
yep.
heck? So, it's,
yep.
gonna see.
Wait, hold on, real quick. Hold on.
I might edit this part out. I might put a break. And we're going to be going to a break soon. Banjo-Kazooie, nuts and bolts. So, where were we?
I don't know, but, we're talking about the life cast, and, what the great steps for mankind is going to take in the podcasting world. Yeah. So, on that note, let's start talking. Oh, yeah, I was talking about Madden. Here and there you might hear me like, never mind, I'm just going to let them know.
Just expect things.
Just don't expect.
Anyway, whatever.
All right, back to on the note that we were talking about last week is the Seinfeld commercial.
Oh, yeah.
See, oops, see, look at it. I called it Seinfeld. It's a Microsoft commercial. There's a little hint of what I think it's about. Remember when I thought it was about, like, nothing?
Yeah.
And everybody thought it was, like, stupid? Everybody thinks, nobody gets it. And I don't blame them, because they shouldn't get it.
I don't get it. I heard from some people that, some people thought maybe it was, like, these jokes, the inside jokes only, like, really geeky people would get. I don't know.
I also heard some theories that it might be, like, a kinky gay sex promotion. Because
really?
They're like, here's a churro. He's like, no.
Yeah, that was weird. Here is a no, I'm good.
What?
Whoa, does that
mean? No! No! Oh my god, sniff it. Hold on, I gotta make a little adjustment right here.
Okay.
I can't have freaking Alex Smith be the QB anymore. I gotta go for a downhill. Anyways,
you got to do it. Old
Sullivan's stats. Old Sullivan's stats aren't up yet. They gotta EA Sports has gotta update the.
They're too slow. They need to update.
Yeah.
Why'd he offer him a zero?
Okay, this is what I think it's about. I think it's really a secret pact that Bill Gates and Jerry Seinfeld made. And what that is to promote Seinfeld back into the limelight again.
Because
if you watch the old Seinfeld shows, they're basically about nothing.
Yeah.
And what this commercial is Seinfeld.
That
and it has this little spunkiness.
Of Seinfeld, the show.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's a 30... How long is it? 30 seconds? A minute? Like a minute Seinfeld commercial with Microsoft. Okay? My parents don't know much about technology, but when that ad came up on TV, I was explaining to them. I was like, what is this about? This is so stupid. And my mom said, okay, you know what that is? I think it's basically like a Seinfeld commercial. I was like, oh my god, I think it is.
Yeah.
It's like a little mini Seinfeld series. They're gonna come out with a bunch.
That's what I was trying to say when I first said.
Yeah, I remember you kind of. Because
I was saying they're trying
to introduce
this little side story of Bill Gates and Seinfeld, like the way they started it was like if they had to introduce the characters.
I don't think it's a continuous story though.
No, like, well, not of Seinfeld.
It's gonna be like I don't know. We're just gonna have to wait to see what the second commercial.
The first commercial
throws up at us
is what set up the rest of the commercials. Like there's it's just how all shows are. Well, they gotta set stuff up so.
I don't think they
set up too much, but
I don't think they beat the Apple commercials though.
This commercial is somewhere else. It's not even the same type of commercial.
It's just a Seinfeld commercial. The Apple is directly just to cut Bill Gates' balls off.
Well,
they're doing a good job.
People. Okay, if they see Bill Gates, they know he is a rich. And probably they know he's Microsoft, so that must be something. Seinfeld, his show, Seinfeld, I don't know. Because they're not. It doesn't seem like they're promoting anything in it, so people think. It makes people think maybe a little bit of Microsoft in Seinfeld, but it doesn't. That first commercial is not going to sell a product. The way they made it looks like it's not selling anything, and well, it isn't. Probably later on, they'll sneak in like a Windows Vista or some guy using a computer somewhere, and he's like, oh, I love this operating system. Jerry Seinfeld's like behind this guy. It's like, yeah, well, you know, I know the guy who made it. Oh, really? It's Bill Gates, and he's right here. Yeah, I could see something like that happening. Yeah.
Yep. But speaking of Apple.
Yes, we were speaking
of Apple. I was the Apple ads and all that.
Mm-hmm.
My friend, he had an iPhone. Not an iPhone. I thought it was an iPhone.
An iPod Touch?
Oh!
Ah, that was loud.
Um, God, man, I can't believe I'm losing to the Raiders. Oh, it's time for sports talk. So what do you think of Tom Brady's injury and he's out for the rest of the season?
Yeah.
What do you think how do you think that's gonna impact the Patriots and New England and Bill Belichick's whole team?
Well, I feel it's a lot.
Boom! Oh! Oh, he fumbled it. What do you think that's how's that gonna affect Bill Belichick and Randy Moss?
Well, I don't think it's gonna be very good for them, you know.
He's basically the best QB. I hate to admit, but he was the best QB in the whole. Not only his division. Oh, interception! Interception! Oh man, it's going good now. It's not only gonna do good for the bad for his. He was not only the best QB in his packed division. Oh my God, Frank was a beast. But I think it makes a lot of contenders for the super for the playoff spot for that league. That league. But what do you think of that horrid game? That blowout, how the freaking Raiders got raped last night in Monday Night Football. What was it, 53-14? Oh, my God, by the Broncos.
Yeah, that sounds like a raping to me.
Shanahan's such a good coach, but, man, Jay Cutler, he's more experienced. I mean, freak, man, Jamarcus Russell couldn't pass. Like, he couldn't be so... He's not a consecutive QB, but I don't blame him because he's pretty much new into the game. Anyways, back to Apple. Okay,
now back to live.
Back to the iPhone. Oh, I thought my friend had an iPhone, and it was really an iPod Touch.
iPod Touch. They do look the same.
And I'm like, how'd you get that? He's like, oh, man, if you're a college student and you go to the Apple store,
what?
If you're a college student and you show your college student ID, and you go to the Apple store?
Really? Whoa!
Dang!
What would happen?
You buy an iMac? Not an iMac. You buy a MacBook?
MacBook.
I think
Pro?
It's a MacBook. No, just a MacBook. I think. And they just hand over the iPod Touch.
Wow.
Here, this is just the one. Yeah. So if you're a college student looking for a laptop and you want a MacBook.
Deal.
A MacBook. They'll give you the e-books.
I
don't know.
They'll
give you an iPod Touch for on the house.
Free. Wow.
So that's a good incentive to get one, but
that's
I think
like
I'm
buy
gonna
one
stick
get
with
one
the
free.
Dell.
Like at Target. Yeah. Oh, you buy one pair of socks, well, you get the other pair free.
I was playing around with it. I couldn't pick up the Wi-Fi at the school, but
Really?
Like right off the bat, like I was trying to test the internet. I was trying to test out the stocks because they have a stock app built in. Oh, I thought they intercepted an app. Stocks. What else does it
YouTube,
have?
YouTube. It doesn't have like
traffic. Traffic thing. I don't know YouTube. I think so.
Was it the
iPhone?
Did he hack his iPod or is it like did it?
No, he doesn't know how to hack.
Oh, okay.
Crap. He's like a
so,
weird
stuff.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have such a good field position right now. Stiff arm. Okay. Can the iPod Touch? Can it have Does it have apps too?
Yeah.
Or can it have apps?
It allows apps, but I think you gotta
upgrade. Oh, really?
You gotta pay for the new upgrade of the firmware.
You gotta pay for it.
Yeah, for you to get it. Yeah, but once you pay for it once, you could download it over and install it on your new iPod Touch.
Yeah. I love you. Okay, I might consider buying, but
MacBooks
are really expensive,
Touch.
Though.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're too expensive for me.
But
everything's probably too expensive for me.
But it's only 8 gigs. But I don't think I'd keep it for music. I'd keep it kind of for like.
I would use it for.
I'd use it.
And
oh yeah, maybe yeah. I'd use it for that, and I'd use it for like the little apps it has.
Yes, the apps. That's one of the big things I'll try. Do you know I downloaded a bunch of apps, and I don't even own anything. I don't own. Well, I got all the free ones. I don't own an iPod Touch or iPhone, dude, and I still download it all.
We should make an I Am Poor app.
What? Free. I Am Poor? Oh, that would be so funny.
We have like a cardboard box. Because remember the I Am Rich one?
Yeah. And some guy bought it, and then some people bought it by accident because they thought it was fake.
Touchdown? Ah,
all it was like a gem. And it said something.
Yeah, it was like a red gem, and it was $999.
Yeah.
$999, like 99 cents. And 8 fools bought that thing.
I know. Probably some people bought it by accident complained. Thought it was fake.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on. What? Are you going to seriously? It just means $999, but it doesn't really mean it. We should make an I Am Poor. It's a cardboard box.
We should make it. Oh, you heard it here. World exclusive only on the live cast. We are I Am Poor app for the iPod Touch and iPhone.
Yeah. But so far I think I'm just gonna get a Dell laptop.
The Dell laptop.
Yeah, because I'm gonna get a laptop.
I'll be fine with any laptop as long as it's decent. Alright.
Yeah. What else is up in the news? The weirdest thing happened to me today.
What?
Okay. Me and my cousin.
Oh,
yeah. We're at Del Taco.
Yes, you're at Del Taco.
The one by your house. Tacos? Yeah, it was Taco Tuesday, but I felt like getting a burrito.
Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, Taco Tuesday, but I always get the nacho chicken burrito and something else. But I was just sitting innocently, you know, conversing with my cousin, asking her how her high school life has been.
Mm-hmm. Is this the cousin that you knew, you barely found out a year or two ago, or is it cousins you've
known? When I was like a sophomore, I barely found out.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
So random.
These bastards are going no huddle.
That was so weird when you told me that. You're like, oh, I have a cousin I didn't know about. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. That was weird. Anyways, and, you know, we see this guy off the distance, but I didn't take any notice to him. But anyways, I noticed something was a little fishy about him. He came up next to me.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's a weird he came by. He's about to leave.
Some guy.
Oh my god. Yes, this guy. I'm gonna have to pause for this. Okay. What he does? He gives me. He looks. He's cross-eyed, so I don't know if he's looking at me or the person behind me.
Okay.
He gives me a thumbs up.
Yes.
So me and my cousin looked at each other.
You give him back a thumbs up?
Yeah, I did, because I don't want to be a dick.
Yeah.
But
and make a little weird face. He's retarded.
We looked at each other. Me and my cousin, like, oh, he must be thinking, commenting on, like, in his own little world.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is some good food. And so I was like, yeah, I pointed at my food, and I gave him a thumbs up. I'm like, yum. And then he did that A-OK, like, thing with his thumb and his index A-OK. Finger.
Yeah.
And then he gave me a thumbs up again.
Really? Another thumbs up.
And then I'm like, okay, and he, like, and then he pretended to like, have a pencil and paper and start writing in the air. Air writing.
That's something Brandon would do. I have a friend.
Okay, but this guy couldn't talk. He only grunted.
Oh, okay. He's a grunter.
So I was trying to think, was he deaf? No. I don't know. I don't want to know, but he busted out his Sidekick. You know those little phones? It has a keyboard.
Yeah.
He typed on it, and he showed my cousin his message. It happens to be that my cousin read it, and then she recognized him. I guess he lives across the street.
Oh.
He's 29 years old.
29. Oh.
I guess he lives with his, like, mom or grandma.
Yeah.
Anyways, she's like, so she starts texting him back, but, like, not texting him, like, sending through a message, like, typing on the phone so he could read the screen.
Oh, I see.
So they start having this text-read conversation.
And leaves you out?
Sitting here in awe. No, I don't know what to do, because I'm like, I want to eat my food, but I'm disgusted. Anyways, no offense to mentally ill people.
Disclaimer. Something.
Okay. Anyways, he wants to know my name. So I give him my name.
Do you type it on the key on your phone?
Yeah, too? I typed it on my phone. I should never. My first mistake was even bringing out my phone. So I should have put my. So he wants to start talking to me. I'm like, okay, I want to eat. He shows me his phone. He wants my email.
Whoa!
I was so close to giving him my a fake email.
You should have done Dodging. Do you remember that?
Oh,
should have just done that. And then he'll send you email.
I didn't think of that.
You could read it. And then see what he
sent. I never thought of that. I gave him one of my alternate emails that I don't use anyways.
Yeah. Dodger.com? You guys.
He wants my last name.
Whoa. What is this?
I go to my... his contacts. He has like...
bunch
200 people in his contacts. Full of first names. So I'm guessing he goes up to random people asking for their names and numbers.
Yeah.
Because I see a whole collection. So he wants my last name. I give him my mom's last name, which is my middle name. I don't want to give him my last name.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for the kid. He's like, I don't know. He was really retarded though, but I felt bad for him. Mm-hmm. He asked for my number. So I reluctantly did give it to him. He started texting me. Like he sat himself behind us, behind my cousin, which I could see from my view. So the next table behind her. And he starts looking at me like giving me thumbs up and like waving. I'm like, and then texting me.
Oh, he's looking at his phone on another chair behind you or in front of you.
Yes.
And he's texting.
Yes.
And he looks up at you and he thumbs up with the smile.
Yeah, and he keeps on like doing the AOK and the thumbs up thing. I don't know what that means. And I kept on doing that back. I'm like, okay, yeah.
I think this is a conspiracy.
So he's like, can I talk to you? I'm like, and then I text him back. Yeah, but we're going to leave soon. So he's like, do you like the beach? I'm like, and then, I don't know.
Do you like
he finally leaves. His name is Eric.
His name's Eric, okay.
He finally leaves, anyways. He finally leaves.
Eric the texter?
He crosses the street. So he texted me again. He asked me, do I like... He texted me asking, what water sports... No, what, wait. Maybe, what
water
was
sports.
It? It was like... Yeah, I'm pretty sure he meant to ask, what water sports do you like?
He said, well, I like water polo.
No, but he asked, like, what water sports? That's what he asked.
What water sports? That's all he said? And you're like,
or something like that.
Yeah, swimming?
But I didn't text him. And then he texts me back, what do you think of me?
What do you think of me?
So I started to get a little scared.
Yeah.
And then he texts me back, do you like the beach? And he's asking me, where do you live? And I still just stopped texting him.
Yeah.
He's like, and then I was applying at Target, the one in Laverne.
Yeah.
And I get another text from him. And he's like, hey, how are you? No, he's like, no,
I see you.
That'd be. No, he's like, hey, how are you? I am fine.
Wow.
And he answered his own question. But asked me, like, I didn't even ask him yet. Okay?
He didn't say anything, yeah.
But he says, how are you? I am fine.
He really
and
wants
like,
to further on this conversation, even though you've stopped.
I finally said, I'm okay.
I'm okay.
So he texted me and then asked me, do I like the beach again? Then I pick up my sister. We're on the way to Starbucks because she's addicted to that place.
Yes, I see.
I get a call.
A call.
I have my Bluetooth headset. It's an 866 area code. I'm like, okay, this must be something. Maybe it's a job calling me for an interview. I pick it up. It's something.com, whatever. We have this whatever system, which I guess he went on the website. He typed in my number, and it sends me, since he can't talk, he typed in a message for an automated voice, like, lady to talk to me through.
Really?
So he's like, hello, I am Eric. I met you at Del Taco. How are you? And then it's like, would you like to respond? And I hang up. Then it calls back. I'm like, oh my god. I don't pick it up. And it leaves a voicemail. And it's like, and then it did the same thing.
The message.
Hello, I am Eric. Hello, Randy. I met you at Del Taco. Do you remember me? And then I don't pick it up again because it calls back. And it leaves another message. And he texts me again. What did he say this time? Oh my god. I'm trying to figure out how to block this number now. I'm haunted.
You gotta get a new phone number.
That's the most random thing that happened today, and I just wanted to be nice, but this is going too far.
You should have just gave him. Okay, now just wait. I just thought something. What do you think of your email box, though? What do you think he put
in
there?
Oh my god!
A bunch of messages. Oh, add me to Bebo. Add me to Facebook. Add me to MySpace. Add me to.
Anyways,
handicap.
Let's talk about something else. Back to the old Madden.
That is weird. And wait, did he even send anything to your cousin?
No, he didn't even ask for her thing. I thought he was going to start, like, sitting next to her.
Wow, you got the back end of the deal.
He's like, what do you think of me? He's like, what do you think of me? And then he put a smiley face.
You should have.
Do you like me?
You know the message he sent, the one he further on the conversation with himself? You should have said, you are okay to him. Like, I don't know, it would have been something weird.
Dang, look at Patrick Willis. But yeah, that was pretty trippy today. That was scary.
Yeah, I haven't had anything happen to me.
What else could we talk about? Oh, the latest and greatest thing that's ever, well, I won't say greatest because I haven't even tried it out, but, like, it's like hitting the web more than Sarah Palin. It's freaking is Google Chrome.
Google Chrome.
Everywhere I read is Google Chrome beta, which is, like...
Have you tried it? I haven't.
No, I haven't. I'm not one to, like, try betas and stuff that much. I'll probably let you.
I usually
I heard it's really fast if you go through, like, only a certain number of websites. Those idiots. They could have freaking field goaled it.
I thought you said the idiots to Google. I'm like, what?
Oh, they're pretty smart.
Yeah. No, but I haven't tried it. I usually do try this stuff, but I don't know. I heard that it came with Google Gears, and I'm like, I don't want to install that yet for some reason.
It's tying along with this cloud computing idea.
This cloud computing idea is revolutionary.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of skeptical, like John C. Dvorak.
I think it's good, but you can't have everything in the cloud.
You really can. Because, you know, the web is not the most
secure place in the world.
It could crash out. You never know. But
yeah, you lose files.
Anyways, I heard it has a faster JavaScript, like, writing system.
Really?
It has fast. It's really fast if you, like, because it doesn't, if one tab crashes, unlike Firefox, the whole browser doesn't crash, only that one tab.
Yeah.
So,
like,
but
IE is like that, too. It has separate processes for each.
Oh, really? IE 8?
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm...
IE 8, not 7. I don't think about 7.
Yeah, I'm on.
IE 8 has it. And it's, IE 8 is not out yet.
Firefox, but, isn't 3.1, like, beta, alpha, already out or something?
Wait, what? What do you...
Firefox?
Firefox. Oh, I forgot what version right now we're on. Let me check. Yeah, we're on 3. And they're already talking about the other versions, but anyways, what were you saying?
I guess it's Google Chrome.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the EULA?
They own everything.
Yeah.
I did hear about
that. They own everything that, like,
that was crypto, whatever. That's crazy. Yeah, a lot of those beta programs, they have things like that, or, like...
You can sign off your life, and you wouldn't even know. You have to read the small
like,
the
oh, we own
print.
Your soul now. You post a picture of you. Yeah, we own you. We could
well,
sell
Google
your body parts
knows
off.
So much about
we
it.
We could sell your body parts off when you're dead on,
I made Google
body.google.com.
They're gonna have them.
Buy body parts online.
Yeah.
You have a faulty kidney? Well, it's okay. We have a wide variety of kidneys to sell you. Yeah, alright, that's nice.
Yeah, but,
out on a tangent there.
But, Google's gonna, they're gonna take over the world.
Yeah, we...
People thought IBM was. People thought Germany was. People thought Microsoft was. Now it's Google.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, if you use, like, only, if you only visit, like, a little handful of websites that you always go on, it's pretty good for speed. Oh my god, Rossum is a beast.
But try it.
Yeah, try it. Make the bottom analysis and see how it goes.
Yeah, I usually like trying just, beta stuff.
I'll just stick back and watch.
and then if my computer crashes, you're like, oh well, that's good, I didn't do it.
Good hands, Davis. I'm gonna go for a run.
What the heck? What is this?
What else is hot in the tech news?
I just saw something right now. I'm on my computer.
Push down! Huh?
And this is weird. There's a PC mod. This company's, I think, is selling... I don't even know what it is, but it's a computer inside a GameCube case. It is... What the heck? It's the Pico Cube. It's a fully functional PC. Okay. Do you know what would have been crazy? If it were half PC and then half GameCube and it worked both modes, that would have been something right there. Anyways, it's just something I saw right now. GameCube and PC in one.
Man, remember last week I was talking about how I cannot beat all Madden, but all pro I could run all over them.
Really? So you're saying the difficulty level ramps
God,
up
man.
Too quickly?
I don't know. Maybe it's just the Raiders black hole. They got raped last night. So did the Yankees. The Yankees got raped by the Angels, 12-1. Oh my God. That's where my friend was going.
Oh, that
God, you! That God, game. I love you. He has such good accuracy. What? Today, yeah, he had to pick up my camera because he's going to the Angel game.
Oh, alright.
Right now. But, yeah, yesterday was a good day of sports. Yankees lost, and the Raiders did too. But what more could you ask for? Hey, couldn't pass the line. Anything else that's new? Anything happening within these few days?
I think GameStop is having an expo. I don't know. I just saw something online.
GameStop?
GameStop is having an expo thing. I'm like, why do they need one? GameStop Expo. I'm like, what the heck?
Huh.
Why would they need an expo? They don't sell
games.
What,
bargain bin?
Oh, we've just announced a bunch of our games
entering
the bargain bin.
Wait, GameStop or Spot?
GameStop. The place you buy games.
Yeah, okay. Wait, what did you say they don't make games?
Well, they don't make their own games. I mean, I don't know.
Oh,
they don't make games, they only sell
okay.
them. I don't know, it just
oh, yeah,
seems
of course.
Weird. They're
yeah.
just a store.
Huh. My secret recipe to success for converting if you're on the one... If you got 1 yard to go. Quarterback sneak. Best play ever. Anyways. That was Randy's, quick Madden tip of the day. www.youtube.com/randman89. That is also my gamer tag. Watch my Madden video or I rape my friend in Madden. In real life. My protection to the left.
Do you know when is that? Wait, what the heck? What? Castle Crashers Shield for...
I kind of want to get that game, but...
My cousin has it. And I tried the demo.
Yeah, I saw him playing it. Yeah, of course I tried it.
Okay. It's a good game, but it is a lot for its price. The game gets better, I think, with people you know you're playing with. Like, I could see it's better with multiplayer. Well, people playing with you. But I see a picture online of the Castle Crasher characters on the chalkboard at Trader Joe's.
Live, right now.
What?
That Eric guy. Texting me again.
Really?
Hey, what's up?
And what did he say?
Ah!
You got a stalker on your hands.
I don't know how to block this number. I thought I could block it from my phone. But what were you saying about the...
No, do you know the characters of the Castle Crashers and Souls Knights? There's some guy drew them at Trader Joe's on one of the chalkboards advertising ships.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just funny because they don't say anything about them, but you could see them in the advertisement, like on the chalkboard. It shows three colored characters, you know, the knights, and it shows Ridge Cut Potato Chips for $2.99. It's just... It's funny, reference to games on at stores.
Fudge! That's crazy, but, probably gonna have to freaking still go. I'm not gonna punt it. I'm not gonna ask Madden. Ask Madden. If people don't listen to Madden, sometimes, when you just... Sometimes you just gotta think for your own self. Not when you can score. Anyways,
I ask Madden, because I don't know what the heck I'm doing. No, but if you're right near something, like, I could see if you're right near, like, to make a touchdown, and he tells you, just let them tackle you, and don't throw the ball out. Okay, Madden. So he's screwing with you right there.
Hello, Madden. Madden doesn't even do Monday Night Football anymore.
Really?
Some other freaking two squares do it. I don't even know who they are. There's nothing like that authentic Al Michaels and John Madden voice on Monday Night Football. You just felt like you're at home.
Felt like you were talking to them.
You felt like he was your father. He was coaching you. And you had a pat on the back. Good football now is a good football now. And that's essentially what makes good football. And good athletes are just good football players. And if a good pass gets thrown, you got a good receiver, you're going to make a good play. That's Madden right there. Nobody could beat him. Anyways, what were we talking about?
I don't know. Just looking at stuff.
How long is the runtime for this thing?
How long
is the runtime?
We've been going for about 22 minutes. I mean, 22.
Oh, that's it?
No, 42 minutes. That's a double. Sorry. I have a happy... I'd like to say happy birthday to the Sega Dreamcast. Happy birthday. You are 9 years old now. Today.
Are you serious?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Yeah.
They don't deserve that.
Do you know, the Dreamcast is doing pretty well, even though they stopped making it. They're still...
Aren't they selling like a game a year?
They're still selling games for it. Yeah, it's
like Dragon Ghost RPG Adventures or something?
I don't know, but there's games being made for it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get
like
one.
JRPGs.
I liked it. It was ahead of its time.
Yeah, for...
But then PlayStation 2 killed it off.
Peter Moore worked for them, right?
Yeah, he used to work there.
That's why the 360 kind of reminds me of the Dreamcast.
Yeah, it kind of... It has that same feel, and then because it's white and stuff.
Yeah.
The box.
But, yeah, it had good graphics. Sack him!
It was...
Dang.
One of the best games for that was Sonic Adventure. That was
I heard Sonic Adventure. Wait, hold on. Face mask. Oh, you fags! I heard it was Sonic Adventure and Soul Calibur was like,
yeah,
the best.
Really good. And then one of the sports games, I don't forgot which one. Some in Tales of Arcadia, that one was pretty good.
Yeah, they said that was like they're great, but I don't play those games. But I heard it was good.
I would try that. I like trying things like that.
I can't let them score. What else?
I didn't know that. Oh, I heard a lot of people are not liking the DRM on this, on Spore. Spore came out actually today, I think, or was it Sunday?
Oh, really?
It came out Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard Leo's like freaking head over heels over it. Oh, Spore's out today.
Really? I haven't heard
okay,
the podcast.
Man. he talked about it on Twitter. He talked about it on his radio show. Talking about it like crazy.
I heard from some people that the space part was the best part of the game.
Yeah. I guess like a multiple genre game.
Yeah.
Which they said it might have been better if they released it separate.
Yeah.
All separate genres,
I
which would have been unlikely, but...
Like if they would have done it kind of like an episode... How do you say... Oh my gosh, I can't say it right now. Episodic game, like...
Yeah.
They put in a chunk, like, okay, this is the first part... And then you beat it, you gotta wait for the next part, and your characters move on to the next one.
I think that might have worked a little better.
So then they could have focused more on each part in the game.
Ah, I love the hit stick. Yeah. Or I will never play it unless it comes to 360 or something.
And I think
not
it
a
is.
PC player.
I don't know when.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, it's gonna be
that's
coming
cool.
to at least a console.
It's got to. It has to. The Xbox Live market and community, they do so much. I'm pissed that Little Big Planet's exclusively going to the PlayStation.
But doesn't
I really wanted that game?
Wait, who's making it? Oh wait, yeah, it is.
It's like a kind of like a not a no name.
It's M&M,
but like,
I think. I saw the while watching some of the videos.
Joke.
Little Big Planet.
I'm gonna run the clock like a dick.
Oh, I know where I'm gonna go. Giantbomb.com. I'm gonna go giantbomb.com.
But yeah, safe. Play. That's a nice plug for them.
Yes. Well, I do like.
They didn't even pay you to say that.
Nope, they don't.
If you want to also subscribe to Giant Bomb Cast, that's a good podcast.
Yes, it is. Let me see who makes this. Oh, the developer?
Here's a recommendation for podcasts on games. I highly recommend Giant Bomb Cast. I would recommend the Hotspot, but I really haven't listened to that.
I would not,
because
I stopped listening to him since Jeff.
He left.
And Bad Shoe
all
Baker,
of them left.
And then Vinny's over there with Jeff.
Yeah,
so,
all of them left. It went downhill ever since Rich left.
Yeah,
Rich
he did. He left. And then the rest of the guys were good. And then they left. And they started their own thing. So I liked what they do. Oh, but I found the developer for Little Big Planet. It's called Media Molecule.
Media Molecule. Yeah. If they make this like really good, then they're gonna be known for like next thing they make. Oh my god, it's gonna be the greatest thing.
I could see. Yeah, it's gonna be something big. And my phone's going.
Yeah.
Someone's calling me right now. I might have to end this podcast. Wait.
But yeah, I'll still talk to you guys.
Hello.
Ooh. Freaking Thomas, man. But anyways, yeah, people. Man, if like the one person that's listening to us right now, please, please email us for feedback. Email Adam at, I forgot his email, but email me at randman,
randman@gmail.com. What?
Okay. Mine is R-A-N-D. R-A, okay.
I'll get my things ready. It was the laptop.
R as in Rudy.
Laptop. That's another time.
A as in Andy. So R A N as in.
Okay.
As in nickel. N D as in dog. M A N like man.
Okay. All right.
So randman 89 at msn.com. Email me, please.
Okay,
email me for the feedback on the show. Tell me what you think of
this,
it.
We have a
email Adam
for the ARcast. Well, it's the
oh, you do? Okay, I gave him my personal email.
Fine.
I'm giving the trust of the people.
Let me think. Well, we do have one, and I need to check it out. No one's ever sent it. And do you want? Let's see. I'm gonna have to make another blog. No, wait, that'd be too much. I gotta work this stuff all out for the new name for the
Hopefully
we'll have it ready by when the new fall update comes.
This is called the Livecast Beta, okay?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
See, once that fall update comes, it would be kind of out of beta, because you never know what could happen. And I'm going to have to upload this later on tonight. someone's coming to pick me up soon, so is there anything else? Google right now to find this podcast, you would have to find us ARcast form Livecast.
Yeah, that's capital AR and then cast.
Yeah.
I like spelling out things like if the audience like hasn't passed kindergarten yet. CAST. But like I might be unclear, so that's why I spell it out. But yeah, it's gonna be evolving into the Livecast because right now I'm on Xbox Live. Oh, I got a text. Please don't be from that.
You can find us off iTunes, search in the podcast ARcast, and Google. You could Google us, ARcast and ARcast.
Play me on Xbox Live if you want to. If you want to play me in Madden, I'm here.
Yes.
If you want to play me in Call of Duty, I'm right here too.
And I'm also on live.
If you want to play me on Halo, you're gonna be down there on the floor.
DADAM 118. That's my gamer tag.
He's not Arab, he's actually Mexican.
That always gets mixed up.
He's not Badam?
No.
Muhammad, he's Adam.
It comes from something else.
He says Adam, but he puts a B in front of it. Oh, I got an achievement. 80% completion for a game.
Well, that's good. Alright, well.
I get it.
Yeah. This is our beta, live cast. I gotta get used to that. I'm not used to that change in name yet.
So this is the Livecast, formerly known as the ARcast with Adam and Randy. Oh, you're supposed to say wait.
What?
Did you say I'll say signing. Should I say signing out? And you say logging off.
Okay.
So I say signing out, or should it be signing off and you say logging out?
Logging off.
I say sign out. I'm signing out. Signing off. No, signing out. Okay, this is Randy and Adam from Livecast signing out.
And logging off.
Late.
Now.
Send me
the audio.
The file then.
On what, Skype? I have that always open now.
On email or something.
Do you have Skype? Does Skype come on when you turn on the computer? Because I'd rather use that right now.
Hold on. No!
What if I put that higher? No. I don't know.
Boom! Yeah! Alright, hold on, let me go on the computer.
Okay. And this is the test file. It ended right now.